And joining us to talk about Winter's Kitchen, we have Rebecca Couture. Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
So we kind of lost
What's
our...
What's cooking?
We can't quite... Yeah, we can't quite do what we were doing at Depot Park anymore. Is that what I understand?
Well, we got to do it a little differently. We need to have proper permits and insurance to have a special event because we are inviting the public. So Parks and Kalispell, Parks and Recreation, is willing to stand behind us and give us a six-hour block every Sunday.
Wow.
But it's going to cost us $121 per feed, adding up to just a little under $2,700 to feed until the end of April. We got a great start on that this week. We got $1,433 in donations so far through our GoFundMe. You can find that Winter's Kitchen or helping feed the Flathead in Kalispell, Montana.
Let's start over here just a minute and make sure everybody knows what Winter's Kitchen is all about.
Winter's Kitchen is a community-fed kind of potluck. We feed from the end of October to the end of April in hopes just to keep everybody warm. It takes 4,000 calories just to keep the warmth on your body during the winter. And on Sundays, unfortunately, our valley doesn't have any warm meals being prepared. And it's really a day that we all kind of go to church and we pack up our families and we're all warm and cozy. And these homeless are just kind of sitting out there with no public transportation, no library that's open, no real place to warm up on Sunday. And so it's definitely the day to give.
Okay. So what you're doing basically is bringing people together with donations of food and everything. So really what you're doing isn't costing anybody anything other than just a little food.
Just a little food, smiles, hugs, prayers, you know. We're all standing on the very same street. The homeless, if you can imagine, are in the middle of the street. And we have one side of the street with people that are loving and giving and feeding and care. And the other side of the street has some protesters, and they don't want to see what's been happening in Kalispell. Well, I'm here to tell you that we all have the very same vision. Nobody wants to see anyone homeless or struggling out here.
Not.
So now we need to figure out how to come off the sides of the streets, come together, stand behind these homeless and the coalition, and figure out how to fix it.
So Winter's Kitchen, you call it Winter's Kitchen, and you just basically say, let's all get together at Depot Park on Sunday, and you bring food and you come eat.
Yep, you bring food, you come eat. It's actually grown a little bit this year. We're passing out gloves and hats and coats.
Mm.
We've gotten great donations of sleeping bags and blankets and just some very warming gifts for the homeless.
So there's two things we need. First of all, we need some cash in order to get the permit so that we can do this.
Correct.
All right. How do we do that?
You're going to go to our GoFundMe at Winter's Kitchen Community Feed. Or feeding the homeless in the Flathead. You can also find that page on Facebook at Winter's Kitchen Community Feed on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can email me directly at winterskitchen406@gmail.com.
So basically we have already about half of what you need.
That we have half of what I need, plus we need that insurance covering. We're hoping to get a nonprofit that's already got the status that will lower that bill a little bit for all of us, and maybe we can just all come together, you know, and have a little winter kind of warm up every Sunday at the park.
But this Sunday?
This Sunday is up in the air. We do have to have those permits, so we will be on the outskirts, not impeding traffic on city sidewalks this Sunday.
Okay.
But you can look for us in the general location of Depot Park.
The next question here has to do with the other things that you're talking about, the winter clothes and the gloves and those sorts of things. How about donating that?
Sure, absolutely. There's always a way to donate or give back. I've been cooking turkey carcasses for the last 5 days or so. We received 8 carcasses last Sunday, and I've been making those into a delicious soup with lots of ginger and garlic. So I'm hoping to keep some people warm this Sunday.
Yeah, that sure will. Well, we sure appreciate all that you're doing. We hope that folks will go to your Facebook page and feed the Flathead, and let's see if we can get the things you need to keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Yeah, we sure.